You are stupid. You're a fool. Graham criticizes skeptics of the threat Iran posed. By Jeff Poor on March 10, 2026. Monday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, gave a lengthy response to a question about President Donald Trump's move to strike Iran and laid out the threat Iran posed to the West. Graham called those skeptics stupid. "Senator, you know, as I listen to that, that to me is critical," host Sean Hannity said. "If Donald Trump is offering them civilian-use uranium that cannot be turned into weapons-grade uranium, offering it to them for free in perpetuity. And they start out by saying that they have the absolute right to pursue nuclear weapons based on their history, their ideology, they're chanting death to America. How could we not act?" Graham replied, "Thank you, Sean. Number one, I want to make a comment. We're fighting people, the Ayatollah and his son, who did not fall far from his father's tree. They're religious Nazis. Nobody believed Hitler wanted to kill all the Jews and create a master race. They were wrong to miscalculate Hitler. People have miscalculated the Ayatollah and this regime for a very long time. Barack Obama and Joe Biden were fools when it comes to Iran. What did Donald Trump do? He spooked them out. They do not want peaceful nuclear power. They want a bomb to purify Islam, to destroy the state of Israel, and come after us. They're religious Nazis. And Donald Trump proved that point. To Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, God bless you. You missed the most important thing said on your show. They admitted to Steve, the Iranians, they had 430 grams, kilograms of highly enriched uranium at 60%. It would take less than a month to go to 90%, enough to make 11 bombs. So, on your show, it was disclosed that the Iranians admitted to Steve Witkoff, we have enough highly enriched uranium to make 11 nuclear bombs. We literally dodged a nuclear bullet. If President Trump had not done this, they could have had a nuclear capability within months, weeks, not months, he continued. And if they had a weapon, they would use it. To all those who don't believe that, you're stupid. You're a fool. And I hate to be so harsh. People got Hitler wrong. Donald Trump is the right man at the right time. To our allies, if you can't join this fight, what fight are you going to join? To Spain, you won't let us use our air bases in your country to stop a homicidal regime from getting nuclear weapons to terrorize the world. I am encouraging President Donald J. Trump tonight to move all of our bases out of Spain. You know, we have an Article 5 commitment to Spain under NATO. But we shouldn't have air bases in a country that will not let us use those planes to protect the world against a religious Nazi regime. As to Lebanon, there is a military leader in charge of the Lebanese army that I don't trust as far as I can throw him. He is willfully ignoring Hezbollah. He's not disarming Hezbollah. There were rockets fired from areas that were supposed to be cleared by the Lebanese army. Let's get somebody in charge of the Lebanese military that will use it. Finally, to my friends in Saudi Arabia, I've been your biggest champion, Graham added. I think the Crown Prince has taken Saudi Arabia in a completely different direction in a good way. But here's what I want to say to Saudi Arabia tonight. I'm willing to do a mutual defense agreement with your country to give you protection in perpetuity. Under the agreement I've been pushing and I hope we can continue to talk about, if you're attacked by Iran, we would go to war for you. To Saudi Arabia, our embassy was hit in Riyadh. Do you not have an obligation to join the fight with us? You have yet to do that. So, if you do not believe the American embassy being attacked in Riyadh would trigger mutual self-defense, maybe we shouldn't do a treaty with you. To our friends in the United Arab Emirates, you joined the Abraham Accords when nobody else would. You've been a great partner, but you said today publicly at the UN, your country would not be used to join the fight against the Ayatollah's regime. This is so disappointing. We need partners that will step forward in a fight that we can't afford to lose. The Arab countries are as much a threat as we are. And I've been saying this for 20 years. Finally, we got a commander-in-chief as clear-eyed. He tried diplomacy. He tried to give them what they say they want, peaceful nuclear power. He continued, and they told us to go to hell. And quietly and cheating, they acquired enough highly enriched uranium to build 11 bombs. And the world missed that. If it had not been for Witkoff and Jared, we wouldn't know that. So, President Trump, not only did you do the right thing, you did it in the nick of time. And to all the critics of President Trump, do you really believe the Ayatollah wouldn't use a nuclear weapon if he had it? Do you really believe this regime is normal? They're no more normal than Hitler was. So, We have a commander-in-chief tonight and President Trump who saved us in the literally the nick of time. If we waited another year, they would have had 11 nuclear bombs and they would use them. I've come to understand that there's some people you just can't deal with. If somebody wants to burn your house down, you don't negotiate with him, you stop them. So, President Trump has embarked on a great quest to destroy a religious Nazi regime that would destroy us. I hope something better comes along. But tonight, we need to honor this young man and the other six who fail. The best thing you can do to honor this young man is finish the job he died for. And to all those who died in this endeavor called Epic Fury, you're protecting America because I believe with all my heart and soul, Graham said. If the regime in Iran still stands when this is over, we've made a mistake. If they had a nuclear weapon, they would use it. They've been lying about what they're doing with their nuclear program. They want a bomb because they're Nazis. They're crazy. They want to kill all the Jews. And the Jews have been down that road before. To our friends in Israel, God bless you. I'm with you in every way. To all the anti-Semites, to all the isolationists, I don't forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be Israel to our dying day. They're the best ally we could hope for. So, we have a commander-in-chief and President Trump, who I think is Ronald Reagan ++++. He's told the Iranians, you mess with the Strait of Hormuz, I'm going to destroy you beyond recognition. So, tonight, I hope the American people understand that President Trump is doing what he had to do. You could not ignore this information and be a protector of America. The evidence was beyond clear. They do not want a nuclear power program. They want a bomb, and the only way they won't get a bomb is for somebody to stop them. And that somebody is Bibi and Trump. God bless you both. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.